This goes to Dr. Brock Horsley, Horsley, fax 989-953-5329, regarding Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D, middle initial C, Vroman, it's B like Victor, R, O, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 5/16 of 1954. Dear Dr. Horsley, this is the consultation for Mr. Vroman, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels with an increase starting in September of 2022. We do have evidence of elevated creatinine levels in 2018. Creatinine was 1.3 with estimated GFR of 56. Then the next level, 9/13 of 22, creatinine is 1.85, estimated GFR 39. January 18th of 23, creatinine 1.72. And March 6th of 2023, creatinine is 2.1, estimated GFR 34. The patient does have a history of prostate carcinoma, which was diagnosed in 2021. He had at least four biopsies, he reports, and then he had 44 radiation treatments to treat the prostate carcinoma. He reports that he feels he's emptying his bladder much better after the prostate radiation, and his PSA levels have been low following the treatment. His urologist has moved out of state, so he's in the process of getting a new urologist. But I know that his PSA levels are still suppressed. He does have a history of type 2 diabetes for at least 10 years. He's not sure about how well that's been controlled. Also high blood pressure for many years. Before he was diagnosed with prostate carcinoma, he had been on testosterone replacement therapy. And once that was stopped after the prostate cancer was found, his weight increased a lot, and he's not been able to lose weight since that. He's been off the testosterone. He also feels tired most of the time, he reports. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He did have diarrhea for several years before the prostate radiation therapy, but that has stopped. He's had a history of hematochezia, and he's had several colonoscopies, and he had colon polyps that were removed, and also internal hemorrhoids, which are the suspected cause of the hematochezia. He does use his CPAP device regularly for sleep apnea. He states he can't sleep without that. He did have a heart murmur that was found last year, and he had an echocardiogram done August 9th of 2022 that showed a 60% ejection fraction and mild to moderate aortic stenosis, also some thickening of the aortic valve cusps with reduced excursion. And that will just be followed on a regular basis. He's not had a kidney ultrasound or post-void bladder following radiation therapy. Before the radiation therapy, he did have an enlarged prostate when he had his MRI of the pelvis. And that was 11/21 of 2020. Past medical history, history of prostate carcinoma and benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension for many years, type 2 diabetes for 10 years, allergic rhinitis, rheumatoid arthritis, and he sees the local rheumatologist, Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, anxiety, hematochezia history, chronic fatigue, anemia, obstructive sleep apnea, testosterone deficiency, morbid obesity, and aortic stenosis. Past surgical history, he's had several colonoscopies with polypectomy. He's had the 44 radiation treatments for the prostate carcinoma, sinus surgery and polyp removal, right finger tendon repair, a tonsillectomy, and a cardiac catheterization that was normal back in the 1990s. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife. He is retired. Family history is unknown because he is adopted. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 390 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm, large adult cuff is 122 over 70, pulse 64, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart sounds are distant with an aortic murmur, grade 1 over 6, does not radiate. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. I'm unable to palpate any suspicious masses or enlarged liver or spleen. No ascites. Extremities, he's got 4-plus edema from toes up to knees bilaterally, and erythema of both anterior shin areas. No open areas or weeping currently. And he has decreased sensation in the toes and soles of his feet bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 6th of 2023. Creatinine was 2.1 with estimated GFR 34. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Sed rate elevated at 60. Hemoglobin 10.1 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis, negative blood, and a trace of protein. And the creatinine 118 of 23, 1.72. That was previously described. And hemoglobin 10.5, TSH 3.17. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.1. 913 of 22, creatinine 1.85. Glucose is 115, sed rate 45, hemoglobin 9.3, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. In 2018, September 18th, 2018, his microalbumin to creatinine ratio was less than 7, and the creatinine was 1.3, GFR 56. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, Ozempic 2 milligram once weekly, I vitamin 1 daily, potassium 20 mil equivalent daily, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 twice a day, Zoloft 100 milligram daily, tramadol 50 milligram three times a day, Actos 45 milligram once daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Plaquenil 200 milligram daily, and C E V like Victor, I M like Mary, E L I N like November, E 30 milligram three times a day, and Tylenol as needed for pain, and he does not use oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And Lasix is 40 milligram once daily for edema, and he has been taking that every day. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slight progression noted, worsening of kidney function, and history of prostate carcinoma. We are scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in the McLaren Mount Pleasant facility. We want him to have lab studies done now and monthly for until we can establish a baseline. He will avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We would like you to consider stopping the Actos and adjusting his diabetic meds as needed, hoping that that will help decrease some of the severe edema of his lower extremities. And he's going to be scheduled for a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.